5 seasons into his career, Pat Freiermuth's per game scoring has never left a 3-point band. The floor is 5.5, the ceiling is 8.1, and last year landed at 6.2, right in the middle. The market prices him at tight end 30, pick 194, the very bottom of the band. That's the whole episode, a player whose range is known, price at its floor, in an offense that just got rebuilt by a play caller famous for feeding tight ends. The season, 15 games, 41 catches on 54 targets, a 76% catch rate for 486 yards and 4 touchdowns, 6.2 half PPR points a game, 27th among tight ends per game, 24th in total. 11% of Pittsburgh's targets in his games, in a room where Jonnu Smith's 54 targets and Darnell Washington's blocking split the position 3 ways, a division winner at 10-7, a wildcard exit 30-6 to Houston. The career is the band 7-6-7-8 a game in years 1 and 2, the injury shortened 5-5, the 8-1 peak in 2024, 65 catches, 7 scores, then last year 6-2. 5 years, 1 identity, he catches what he's thrown at a mid-TE1 rate whenever the targets arrive, and the targets have never stayed. The pattern beat, targets are identity at this position, 0.72 and 0.80 across the eras, and of 251 and 238, and his 3.6 a game is the baseline stickiness defense. The band itself is the argument, no touchdown inflation anywhere in it, no outlier season begging to regress, just a range. When a player's whole history is a band and the price sits under the band's floor, the market is predicting something the file doesn't contain.
Muffed!
What the market is predicting is a room, so here's a room, dated. Jonnu Smith was released in early March, 54 targets, unassigned. Darnell Washington got extended this offseason on starter money, per the reporting, and the beat expects his snaps to stay heavy. Robert Tonyan, who knows this scheme from Green Bay, signed as minicamp ended. The scheme is a headline. Mike McCarthy calls the plays now, and his offenses have a long, documented history of short to intermediate tight end volume, per the previews. The Post-Gazette's beat writer said it plainly on Pittsburgh radio in early July. He expects Freiermuth to get a bigger share of the snaps this year, but it's going to be close, and both tight ends will play a lot. Add the quarterback Aaron Rodgers back for a farewell season, connected with Freiermuth in the June OTA passing periods per the beat, signed through 2028, the club restructured him in May.
The price, TE30 at pick 194. The slot paid 5.8 last season, his career floor is 5.5, his last season 6.2. Our verdict, no call. The price sits at the bottom of the band, and the band is real, but a 3-way tight end room run by a coach who also loves the other guys blocking is exactly the kind of situation that keeps a band player at the bottom of his band, and we can't call a 4-tenths gap a mistake. The caveat, warmly, Jonnu's 54 vacated targets, a tight end-friendly play caller, and a Hall of Fame quarterback's trust are all sitting there unpriced. If the snap share tips his way in September, TE30 becomes the cheapest TE1 path on the board.
Watch the snap split with Washington. The beat says close, and close is the whole verdict, plus the 12 personnel rate under McCarthy and the red zone pecking order. The band never moved in 5 years. The situation finally might. He's one of your guys. This show covers your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.